Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good evening from Prague and welcome to the Bohemican Podcast. I'm your host, Pete Coleman.
And I'm Travis Dow from the History of Alchemy podcast.
Tonight, we take to the road to discover a hidden gem of this Czech town that's just mere minutes east of Prague. Stará Boleslav, or known as Old Boleslav, is one of the more important pilgrimage sites in all of the Czech Republic. Several churches in town receive thousands of Christian pilgrims every year, as well as tourists discovering the legendary location of this nation's most infamous fratricide, the death of Prince Wenceslaus by his brother Boleslav. During this episode, we'll take you to the ceremony honoring St. Wenceslaus Day in Stará Boleslav. A motorcade from Prague Castle brought the actual holy relic of Wenceslaus' skull for the Mass in Stará Boleslav the day I was there, and we'll provide you a front row seat for that ceremony tonight. So please stay tuned. We'll get to that as our show progresses. Trav, this very location of this murder is just steps away from the steps of the ancient church of St. Cosmas and Damian. It was a moment in time that would be recorded as a benchmark in solidifying the Christian faith among the Bohemian pagans of the 900s.
Prince Wenceslaus, not a king by the way, met his untimely end while attending Mass in a sleepy village in 935. Unknown to him, it was a trap set up by his brother Boleslav to seize power and the eventual throne of Bohemia. The martyrdom of Przemyslid Prince Wenceslaus in Stará Boleslav is described in legends of Christian and of Gumpolt. It is narrated in the writings of Emperor Charles IV, and these origins of Czech statehood are still a challenge for historians. The most famous is the story how Wenceslaus came to his brother Boleslav, stayed overnight despite his friend's warning, and was killed by Boleslav and his servants on Monday morning of the 28th of September, 935. On the threshold of the St. Cosman and Damian Church, where he wanted to participate in Mass. The legend helped to preserve many memorable details, including a ring of the church's door that Wenceslaus had held when dying. The ring has later been placed on the door of the St. Wenceslaus Chapel in the Prague Cathedral. The legend also describes transferring of St. Wenceslaus's relics from his first tomb in Stará Boleslav to the Rotunda of St. Vitus, this moment being the first testimony of his veneration as the patron saint of the Czech lands, the most important tradition of the Czech nation.
That's right, Travis. The central point of this pilgrimage is a celebrated pilgrim mass on the open scene of the historical center of town of this town of Stará Boleslav, overseeing both the sanctuaries. The mass is celebrated by the Archbishop of Prague and participated by other Czech and Moravian bishops. Every year, the most precious relic, the cranium of St. Wenceslaus himself, from the St. Vitus Cathedral in Prague, is brought to this place where the saint was martyred. It is accompanied by the Czech Castle Guards of Prague Castle with honors that belong to a king. Every year, part of the cultural program of the cathedral concert takes place with the music in the castle by the Castle Guards. There's a lot of pomp and circumstance, Travis. I will tell you, having a front row seat by mere accident, being there about an hour before the procession came, I got to see the whole thing. All right, so they came with two motorcycles, a limousine of some sort, and then another car that held the relic itself in a glass case. And on the relic itself, it actually had a crown, and it was pretty well preserved. And so then you saw the bishops accompanying us into the Church of St. Cosmas and Damian, into the Wenceslaus Chapel there in Stará Boleslav. And then there it would stay for several days during the Mass and into the big, during the feast day, and then, of course, the big procession where they actually had someone riding a St. Wenceslaus on a white horse into town to kind of the culmination of the weekend. It really is an important moment for the Czechs here. That is their patron saint, St. Wenceslaus, St. Václav. And we can go to that audio right now.
The arrival of the holy relic of St. Václav, or St. Wenceslaus, as it's known in other countries, finally arrived here at Stará Boleslav this evening. You can hear the bells in the background. The actual location of the fratricide decapitation of St. Wenceslaus by his brother Boleslav. Actually, the name of this town is Stará Boleslav, named after his brother, the one in question to have assassinated St. Wenceslaus, Prince Wenceslaus. The motorcade came in with several bishops and clergy, arrived by four or five different motorcycles from the Czech government, all the way from Prague to this little town outside of Prague for the St. Wenceslaus Day festivities that's going to happen tomorrow on Sunday, on the anniversary. Back in 925 was the assassination, they believe. The bells continue to ring as the procession is now headed inside the church. Here, the actual church we are at right now is the location of the fratricide event that took place between Boleslav and Václav. Václav, of course, later became sanctified as St. Wenceslaus, but his death was right here, a few steps away from where I'm speaking and where the bells are chiming. Dignitaries from the government, Czech government, and from the bishops here in the Czech Republic are all in attendance tonight. Tomorrow will be the feast day for St. Wenceslaus.
Well, Travis, the aforementioned churches that are considered pilgrim destinations for thousands are pilgrim destinations for certain reasons. And most are attached to holy relics that are there and legends and traditions. So this might be a good opportunity to talk about some of the reasons why pilgrims come into Stará Boleslav throughout the year. And one in particular concerns itself with the Palladium of Bohemia.
Now, Stará Boleslav is not a place of pilgrimage merely because of the St. Wenceslaus tradition. Virgin Mary, Mother of God with little Jesus, is also venerated there as represented by an ancient icon of gold-coated copper. The legend says that the icon, a picture or rather metal relief of Our Lady, was donated to Princess Ludmilla on her baptism by Saint Methodius himself, and she later gave it to her beloved grandson Wenceslaus. Both of these we've mentioned before in the show.
And Travis, let me interject here really quick, because St. Methodius, for a lot of our listeners that might remember, he is the brother of St. Cyril. Both Methodius and Cyril are considered to be the Christians that brought in Christianity and the Slavic language to these people in Central Europe, and are very, very important for many reasons, but they're also venerated quite heavily here. So we're talking about that connection. St. Methodius himself had the connection to Wenceslaus' grandmother, Ludmilla.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now we can move on. Sorry.
So after his martyrdom, Wenceslaus' faithful servant, Podivin, took the picture and buried it kind of for protection so it wouldn't be profaned later on. But he was caught because of this and hung by the murderers also. For two centuries, it was basically laid hidden, and only in the mid-12th century, a peasant found it in today's location of Our Lady's Church. This, you know, obviously attracted by some miracles later on, pilgrims started to come from the surrounding villages as well as from as far away as Prague. And a new pilgrimage tradition arose around these legends and these stories and also the miracles and that sort of thing. Although the town was completely burned during the Hussite Wars and the relief itself is actually pretty damaged, it was saved and later its copy was made. This copy is the one that's still venerated today in Stará Boleslav, and it's still in the style of Our Lady of St. Vitus.
Further damage was done during the Thirty Years' War, and only plundered churches remained in the destroyed and burned downtown. The icon of Our Lady was stolen as well by the Saxons in 1632, but given back thanks to Princess Katharina Leibowitz and the Emperor Ferdinand III in 1638 during a significant pilgrimage they both made. Two more times it had to leave Stará Boleslav in the Thirty Years' War. The icon was then kept at the imperial court in Vienna in 1640, where it witnessed the birth of Emperor Leopold I. So this icon, Travis, had a front row
mm-hmm.
seat to a lot of history and survived a lot of near misses because of war and other location movements. During the last days of the war, the relief was held by the Swedes when their army came through for a short time, and only in 1650 was returned back. And Travis, also in town, we want to talk about the Shrine of the Assumption of Virgin Mary.
Yeah, so basically tens of thousands of pilgrims have been brought to Stara Boleslav by the cult of the Gracious Virgin Mary with Little Jesus, the Palladium of Bohemia, as it's also known. The Church of the Assumption of Our Lady was inaugurated in 1623, and it is one of the first Baroque sacred buildings in the Czech lands. In 1609, the icon was proclaimed Palladium, protecting picture of Bohemia.
Well, Travis, there's a lot of religious connection to this because this is a holy pilgrimage site for several reasons for a lot of people to come through town. But there's also some other significant sort of municipal sort of tidbits to come into Stara Boleslav. One of the main reasons is because it's a very unique area because of the combining of a neighborhood city to make this the longest named town in all of the Czech Republic, right? Just a little bit of information for you, right? It's called the Brandis nad Labem Stara Boleslav. That's the name of the town. There is a hyphen in between those two. And this reason is it is called the Town of Two Towns, with the longest municipal name in the Czech Republic, as we mentioned. It lies on both banks of the River Elbe, surrounded by flooded forests and pools of the former Elbe branches. This area was once a seat of emperors and kings. Château of Brandis nad Labem is one of the most significant monuments of Renaissance architecture in Bohemia. It's got a very neat sort of, if you've ever been to Budapest, you'll see one of the cathedrals downtown has a very neat sort of intricate sort of tile, colored tile system on top. I think it was Church Matthias or Methodius?
Yeah,
I think it's Matthias.
I know which one you mean.
I think it's Matthias. Yeah, in downtown Budapest. And this has that same sort of design of tiles on top of it that's very colorful. You can't miss it when you drive through the town right next to the Elbe River. All kings and emperors of the Habsburg house stayed here during the 400 years of its existence until 1918, when it was owned by its last sovereign of the Austrian Habsburg dynasty, the blessed Charles I of Austria. We hope you enjoyed this special destination episode. We have a bunch of these coming up in 2015 and ahead. As I hit the road throughout Czech Republic, as promised this year, I'll be taking a trip down to Moravia several times to take a look at that part of this country, a beautiful part of the southern part of the Czech Republic. So until next time, for Travis Dow, I'm Pete Coleman. Have a great evening.
You have been listening to the Bohemican Podcast with Pete Coleman and Travis Dow. Visit bohemican.com for more information on this episode, other episodes, and much more information about history, traditions, and culture in the Czech Republic. Find us on iTunes, subscribe, and review, and don't forget to rate us. We would love to hear from you. Send comments, ideas, and corrections on our comments page on bohemican.com or get in touch via Facebook or Twitter. Tune in to our sister podcast, History of Alchemy, which is also on iTunes or on historyofalchemy.com. Until next time on the Bohemican Podcast, thank you for listening.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.